We are in a digital economy where data is more valuable than ever. As they say, data is the new oil. In a world of nonstop data transmission and high-speed information sharing, new tools are constantly appearing to aid in collecting, combining, and curating massive amounts of data. In today's episode of BusinessPodcast.live, we will be talking all about data. I'm thrilled to welcome enterprise software industry marketing maven Ravi Shankar to the show. Ravi is a published author and frequent speaker at trade shows and considered a visionary and industry thought leader in master data management. Ravi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Raj. Good to be here.
Ravi, what is Denodo? What does Denodo do?
Denodo is a data integration and a data management vendor. We have been in the industry for over 20 years now, and right now we are present in over 18 countries, we have 24 offices, over 500 employees, and doing extremely well within the data integration space. We have a specific approach to data integration. Mm-hmm. Gartner categorizes like in seven different styles of data integration. One of the more modern ones and the fastest growing one is data virtualization. Mm-hmm. So we have been very focused in the data virtualization for the last 20 plus years. And we're glad to see that it has come to the forefront as a modern data integration. Many of the legacy data integration technologies require an army of engineers, mm-hmm. take a lot of time to actually make that work, and are not suitable in today's world where the data is kind of exploding voluminously and also of different types, structured, unstructured, streaming data, and so on. So the data virtualization is a way to kind of bring the data together from multiple different silos, but not physically replicate that, which is what many of the traditional data integration tools do. So it has a logical approach of virtually integrating the data and then providing that unified view to business users. The benefits of that is one, it is fast. So as soon as you kind of ask for the data virtualization will go get the data immediately. And also it is real time. So whenever the data is produced in the sources, immediately the consumer sees the data. And also a big benefit, which is not I've seen with any other technology, is this data abstraction. Mm-hmm. So it completely decouples the business users from the underlying sources. So as a business user, as the chief marketing officer, I want to understand which campaigns are performing well. And I just need to go to this layer to ask for the information. It will go figure out where to go get the data, whether it is Salesforce in the cloud or on an on-premise system, and integrate the data and give it back to me. And at the same time, the IT can pursue modernization techniques of moving from legacy technologies to modern technologies without disrupting the business. So that's why it is gaining a lot of attraction right mm-hmm. now within the data integration world, and happy to be part of the journey.
But that's a great tool. And also with the whole data being bombarded with so many data information with social media data and web data, this is an important tool too for enterprises to have in their arsenal. How was Denodo before you took it over? And you have 25 years of experience across the industries, but when you took this role at Denodo, how was it before, and what were the changes that you brought to the kind of a more of a product marketing, as well as how did you take it to the market?
Sure. At that time, data virtualization was not even considered a form of data integration. So the very first time, it has been about 6.5 years, 2015, mm-hmm. when I joined Denodo from Informatica. And Denodo, the first thing that I did was to put Denodo on the map in the Magic Quadrant, the data integration tools Magic Quadrant. So that is the first time it was recognized. And we were actually a niche vendor down in the bottom left. But today, like the Magic Quadrant for 2021 is coming out tomorrow, and we will be recognized as a leader for the second time. We moved into the
congratulations.
So thank you. So we moved up from the niche quadrant to the visionary quadrant to the challenger, and then to the leader, all in a span of about 4 to 5 years. And it's remarkable to see that that evolved, and that tells one about the market adoption of the data virtualization and growth of Denodo as an organization. So when I took over, the marketing organization was pretty lean and small. They were operating just about 3 countries. Today, the marketing team is 10 times bigger than what it was. And we're operating in about 11 different countries. Physically, the team is located and addresses the entire world, wide operations across all the countries that we directly support through our sales force, as well as partners. So it's been an incredible journey and happy to be part of that, driving it.
No, it's a remarkable journey. Congratulations for that. Do you, I ask this question to every marketer is, do you like in-house better or agencies, or do you combine them? What is your preferred style of working in the marketing style? You know, do you combination or do you rely more on agencies to execute?
No, we actually have a lot of our resources are in-house. Even like the design teams, many people will have agencies. We don't. We have a fabulous world-class design team within our organization itself. That said, we do leverage some agencies, for example, the PR side, where they do have the contacts with the publications, the editors and reporters, which is where we kind of tap in. To me, like, you know, the agencies really don't, you know, might work for certain functions, but, you know, I kind of came out of the product marketing roots, and that is something that you cannot have an agency for. You have to be in the technology, you have to understand it, you have to be in the market, understand it. And then only those people can actually do an effective job of positioning the product effectively in the marketplace and differentiating it against the competition. It is very difficult for someone outside who is not aligned in the industry, who is not aligned in the product, who is not aligned with the company to come learn it in a very short order and provide value. So we actually, you know, have resources that we employ and rigorously train and then support the marketing operations through that. So we do use agencies where we can leverage their expertise in certain areas, like, for example, the connections with the publications. But for everything else, we majority rely on our employees and growing them within the company.
That's great to hear. Coming back to the awards that even moving from Donato from niche player to leader is quite an accomplishment, and I see a lot of awards that Donato gets. What is this Reader's Choice Award that Donato got recently? I saw that it's a year over year award. Tell us more about that.
Sure, it is conducted by an organization called DBTA, which expands to Database Trends and Applications. They have a huge readership. And they poll their readers for the best software in many different categories. So data virtualization is one of the categories.
Right.
And we have been lucky to win this award for the last 6 years. So it has been remarkable. Again, goes to show that there is pretty good understanding of data virtualization in the market and Donato within it as the leading vendor. And so we are happy to once again receive it in the 2021 among the readers of DBTA.
Well, that's quite an accomplishment. Year over year is not easy. And then it's also done by readers. Then that's amazing.
Right.
And Ravi, what excites you in the marketing space these days? You know, a lot being changing, especially with so much MarTech coming into the picture. What excites you about marketing going forward and also the era that we are in?
Marketing is not an easy job. There are a lot of activities. There are 2 main ones. One is the lead generation for the company in terms of finding the prospects and then handing them over to the sales to close business. And then there is the second one, which is the brand. Improve the brand as much as possible. The better the brand, it's easier to do the lead generation. Without the brand, you have to spend a lot and more effort goes into the lead generation side. So we have been driving our brand quite a bit in the market, and now our recognition as a leader in the Magic Quadrant goes a long way to prove that point. And the biggest challenge in the marketing is basically the amount of work that goes into it. A lot of the work can actually be very manual. And the more we can automate, we can actually get a lot of output consuming fewer resources and budget. So from a marketing technology side, I like many of the tools that automate things like marketing automation tools. Nowadays, there's the account-based marketing tools. So things like that and the automatic integration between the platforms. We have a few webinar platforms from a lead processing perspective. So when the leads actually come in to qualify the leads and send them to the sales side and have them followed up and convert them effectively and shorten the cycle. A lot of these involve a lot of labor-intensive activities.
Yeah.
The more we can automate using the marketing technologies, I really love that ability to do that.
That's great to hear from you on these insights. Ravi, if it is not tech sector that you have led most of your career in tech sector, what other industry would you have picked and love to lead that industry?
I've known technology, starting from my undergraduate, which is in computer science, master's in computer science, and I've spent my last 30 plus years in computers. To me, one of the sectors that I'm really love to is the nonprofit sector. So I went to the Haas School of Business in UC Berkeley, and I'm the treasurer of part of the alumni chapter for San Francisco, and have been doing that for the last 10 plus years. And we actually conduct events mainly for the alumni to want to kind of bring them together to have the connections after we moved on. We have all gone in different directions, but this is a way for us to bring them all together. So a lot of good work, that's just a very simple example, but there's a lot of good work that goes in the nonprofit
yes.
Sector. And quite often they don't have the resources, the money, or the skill set to kind of promote a lot of things that they do. As a result, they all start with some kind of an event. For example, last year in the COVID side, there were organizations that came up, for example, to distribute PPE to physicians, which was very much in shortage in the early days of the pandemic. But after then, they kind of died down. So many of these organizations, you will see them sprouting based on need and then going away. Some have sustained, and it'll be great as a marketeer to kind of help these organizations, one, improve the brand in terms of the work that they do, and two, help them thrive and do a lot of the good work for the society, which as for-profit organizations, we cannot really accomplish. So if I had a chance, and maybe after my retirement in the for-profit sector, I will probably move to the nonprofit to help them.
No, that's an interesting insight, Ravi, because that sector is usually underserved from both marketing as well as sales side of it as well. I think that's a great insight. Any charity organization you're involved through Denado apart from the university?
Yeah, so we recently sponsored an event, a bicycling event. This was actually brought to us by one of our customers called Prologis and another customer, Children's Hospital of Colorado. So these two companies actually use Denodo for their data integration needs. But they surfaced this event that looks like they have been doing year after year. This is the first time that we were made aware of it. And they raise funds for children, mainly for with like chronic diseases, I think, who have terminal cancer, things like that. So there are very many sponsors. Probably it's much more known in the Colorado region because of the location of the hospital, because it's just a regional hospital in the area. And Prologis being in that area, they have been supporting the cause. And so they brought us an opportunity and asked, hey, would you be able to donate and be a sponsor for this particular event? We readily jumped on it. Because we wanted to kind of help that out. And so we actually were one of the sponsors in the list of other sponsors. And part of that was the bicycling event they have in the Colorado Mountains. They all participate as a family, and I think they have three tiers. One is a family, you can bicycle maybe for 10 miles or something like that, 5 to 10 miles with children. And then there was another tier with about like 40 miles. And then the highest tier was 80 miles that you could bike. And given this year with the pandemic, we couldn't go there, but we participated in a virtual bicycling fashion. So personally here, I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area. And together with my daughter, we actually rode the bike for our goal. We set us a marathon distance of 26.2 miles.
Oh, great.
That we would actually bike. So which is what we did on the day of the event. So while the event physically happened in Colorado, we actually virtually participated from here. And then we contributed to that cause virtually, and happy to be part of that.
That's great. The companies and leaders that give back to the society set a great example for the employees and the communities. It's great to know that. Ravi, I saw on the website that Donato has an event coming up in New York. Tell us more about the event and how everyone can participate in that.
Yeah, it's our annual user conference. We call it the Data Fest. This is like the sixth year that we're doing it. And it is an annual gathering of all of our users coming together worldwide. And because of the timing differences, we host it in three different regions. We have one in for the Americas in the New York, physically located, and then in Europe, and then in Asia. And we also do it for Japan also, because it's of the language need. We have physically been doing it in the New York region. Just last year, we had to turn it all into virtual. This year, we are hoping to bring it back, at least in the Americas, doing partly in the in a physical location in New York back again on day one, and day two will be purely virtual. And this event will be streamed live. So we were one of the early pioneers of actually adopting a lot of the virtual conference concepts. So even back in the days of 2015, 2016 is when we actually started with this event, is to stream it live to the audience, because people physically can come to the New York, but what about, we have a lot of customers in the West Coast. So they could, if they're not able to travel, they could dial in through their laptop and then listen to it virtually. So that's what is going to happen this year as well. So we have a great lineup of speakers. There will be some very important topics that will be talked about, namely in the area of logical data fabric, which Gartner is promoting very heavily. We will be talking about the ROI. So Forrester analyst will be talking about the ROI of the logical data fabric. And we have some very exciting capabilities in the latest version of our product, Donato Platform version 8. And my technology team, including the CTO, will be talking about that and demoing a lot of the capabilities. For the in-person event, we have a lot of collaborative activities like, you know, hands-on workshops and so on that people can participate. So there are a number of these things that will happen. And usually get last year, I think worldwide, the virtual one, we had about 6,000 plus registrations.
Wow.
In terms of people who attended, north of 2,000 plus. So it'll be, the emails went out yesterday, at least for the Americas, and which will happen on the 6th and 7th of October in New York, as well as virtual. And then the following week, it will be in Asia. And the week after that, it will be in Europe. So I would love to have you participate also as a partner. You're welcome. And also for lovers of data integration, data virtualization, and our customers, of course.
Looking forward
to getting
looking
together.
Ravi. So. It sounds like a great event. Looking forward to that event. Ravi, I have one surprise. I have some rapid fire for you. It's going to be quick
okay.
for questions. Apple or Nike?
Apple.
Performance marketing or branding?
Branding.
Indian or Thai food?
Indian.
This is the last one. This is a little controversial for you. Donato or Informatica?
Donato.
Thank you so much, Ravi. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for sharing about Donato and the event and the insights about marketing. It's always, I'm always delighted when the marketer also has this technical knowledge, sound technical knowledge. You are one of those. So it's a pleasure having you on our show.
Good to be on the show, Raj. Thank you.
Thank you.